You're listening to the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast.
What is up, everybody? You are checking out the Uncensored Pro Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Hot Commodity, and C, joined by my Hot Commodity, Aunt B, and you are checking out our Attitude Year series recap. We are back after a long hiatus checking out WrestleMania, but we are back covering all things Attitude Year. We are covering WWF SmackDown from September 2nd, 1999, live in Worcester, Massachusetts. And to start out the night, we have a number one contendership match for the Intercontinental Championship. Mr. Ass taking on China. WWE Intercontinental Champion Jeff Jarrett, Deborah, and Miss Kitty come out for commentary. Mr. Ass accidentally hits the referee and nails a famous sort of China, but then Triple H runs out and pedigrees Mr. Ass, allowing China to get the pin, and China is now the number one contender over Jeff to fight Jeff Jarrett at Unforgiven 1999. And were you surprised to see China win this one? Or, I mean, we know that she ends up winning the title, but did you expect her to win this match here on SmackDown?
Not really, because there had never been a... Well, yes and no. No, because there has never been an Intercontinental champion, obviously, that was a woman. But I did kind of think that she would get to the match at some point. But you have to remember, I was also 13 at this point, and I didn't really think about it.
Like that. Back then. So you were shocked.
I was definitely rooting for China. I started back on DX.
And so, Triple H screwing over Mr. Ass, too, will have some consequences later on.
I needed from DX.
Yeah. It's definitely different without them. Well, Big Show comes out next, and Big Show says, Undertaker, you ink sack dead meat. If you leave me high and dry again, it will be your last mistake. While Bearer comes out and tells Big Show that the Undertaker could made him and could also break him. Big Show then hits Paul Bearer with a microphone. Undertaker comes out. He whispers something to Big Show. Big Show looks confused. Undertaker says, with that being said, grabs him by the neck. If you disrespect me again, I'll rip you out your throat and make you choke on it. So what was it that Undertaker whispered to the Big Show, do you think?
I don't remember. I don't know. Yeah, the Undertaker kind of had this whole little Big Show. That wasn't like my favorite storyline ever. I really didn't like when the Undertaker was like, you know, like Ministry of Darkness. And, like,
I was scared.
It was hard because I was always a big fan of The Undertaker, mm-hmm. but I didn't really, that was not my favorite time. So, okay. Yeah, but it's cool to see Paul Bearer. I think Paul Bearer is like one of the greatest managers, and I think it's real. I like when he's like involved in the story.
I have a feeling that the Undertaker whispered to Big Show that Paul Bearer has two lesbian lovers waiting for him in a limo. That's why he looks so confused, and that's why they felt bad afterwards.
You know, you didn't have to give them away.
We see a limo arriving backstage, and everyone's freaking out over who it could be. WWE Tag Team Champion Mankind comes out. Mankind says, when I was 14, I used to play electronic football. I was naked and my mom walked in and stood out, and that stood out in my mind as the most embarrassing moment.
I don't think he was playing with the football thing, but okay.
Yeah, and he was playing with something else. I thought that was the most embarrassing moment of my life until I lost to Shane McMahon. I am making a vow.
That's funny.
I am making a vow tonight, one way or another, I will get even. I came out here to talk about the great one. The Rock challenged Undertaker and Big Show because his testicles are full of fortitude. I wanted to be the people's partner. And with that, the other half of the Tag Team Champions, The Rock, comes out. Rock says, you talk like we're friends. You may be my partner, but we're not friends. You're the craziest SOB I've ever seen. Don't you ever talk about my testicles again. That's pretty funny. Shane McMahon then comes out with WWF Champion Triple H in China. Shane says, you two are focused on the WWF title. Last Monday, you did not win. We still need a number one contender, so tonight will be The Rock versus Mankind. If you take it easy, tomorrow will start your 6-month suspension.
Just a little side note, I'm surprised that Mick Foley isn't involved like in more stuff. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't like out of WrestleMania 40. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they just don't include him in
I
more.
think he was last I saw he posted that he wasn't really like something where his body wasn't doing too good.
Yeah, I bet not. He's a mess.
So yeah, I mean I do wish we saw
I
more of
mean,
Mick
he's going
Foley.
through like.
Then Shane says that Triple H will defend the title against the bald-headed SOB and then they leave. Rock says, "You want me to lay down for you?" Mankind said, "That'd be cool." Rock says, "I'll take this title and stick it up your ass." Mankind then says, "I don't think it will fit." So funny segment of Rock and Mankind, but they're gonna have to fight, and Triple H is gonna fight a bald-headed SOB. I knew who it was gonna be right away,
Yeah.
but the fans in the arena and everyone else was sort of pop when they heard that, thinking it was going to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. Howard Finkel then comes in and grabs the mic from Tony Chimel and tells him he humiliated him last week. Howard has a challenge for a tuxedo match, and he
Okay,
says,
is this when he was with Y2J?
And Howard says, "And when I win, I'll continue announcing." Well, Howard attacks Tony Chimel before the bell. Tony rips at Howard's tuxedo, and Tony Chimel wins. This was strange and out of place and
Yeah, I
didn't
still
make
can't stop
sense.
talking about
Really strange. I'm gonna move on because I don't want to talk about these two freaks in their
Howard. Yeah, that's
tuxedos.
true.
Xbox backstage and tells Kane to stay back tonight. He's sick of letting King down. Ken Shamrock arrives backstage, and now we have Y2J Chris Jericho versus X-Pac. Ken Shamrock runs down to attack Jericho, but X-Pac tells Shamrock to calm down. Shamrock leaves. During the match, Undertaker and Big Show come out. This was a decent back and forth. Jericho lands a backbreaker and gets a two. He gets a lion salt for a two. X-Pac hits a Bronco Buster, but then the Big Show comes in and clotheslines X-Pac. After the match, Big Show military press slams X-Pac. Ken Shamrock chases Chris Jericho through the crowd. Kane comes out, big boots Big Show and clotheslines Big Show to the floor. Undertaker says, "Big Show, he'll have his day. Come on. The weaker you become, the more vulnerable you become." So, what did you think of the match first before I got interrupted? Chris Jericho just came in from WCW and he's fighting X-Pac.
It was good. I liked X-Pac and he was cool. It's like I get what they were doing, but he kind of needed Kane because he was, I mean, really X-Pac was a cruiserweight and he did good and like when he won it was believable, but he needed someone like it was cool to see him with like a big guy and it worked and he kind of needed that. So,
And also with him being attacked by Undertaker and Big Show afterward, there wasn't
yeah,
space
if
to
he
keep
wasn't
him
a
there.
big guy, then he was part of the X. Like, he needed something else because, he was cool, but he just wasn't enough alone.
And Ken Shamrock's pissed too. He's chasing Jericho. A lot's happened in this one match.
Yeah, I really like Ken Shamrock. He was cool. And, like, back then, like, people really looked at UFC like it was, like, real, real. Like, And it was believable. Like Ken Shamrock, he was a man. He was a monster.
Well,
He
Ken
was like Brock Lesnar.
he destroys the locker room next because he still hasn't found Jericho. And then we have Shane McMahon coming out. Shane tells Triple H, "You're the WWF champion. You give everything to the fans. Let's bring out your opponent." And it ends up being WWF Light Heavyweight Champion Goldberg, who is a knockoff of Goldberg. Goldberg lands two spears, but then Triple H sends him into the ring post and hits a pedigree to retain the WWF title. After Triple H hits the referee and hits Goldberg with chair shots to the leg, like he did to Stone Cold Steve Austin, Triple H is a good heel here. He just won the title and he transformed really quick into the game from, early on with DX at WrestleMania 15 turning on them, joining the corporate ministry, to now being full-blown WWE champion.
He was hooking up with Stephanie.
Well, that comes later. We see Al Snow showing up at the Big Boss Man's hotel room, and Big Boss Man serves Al Snow food on a plate.
This is uncalled for.
Al asks Big Boss Man, "If I eat, will you give me pepper?" Big Boss Man tells him, "Yes." And so Al starts to eat, Bossman tells Alistair not to get Paul stuck in his teeth. And then he says 100% grade A pepper, meaning that he cooked pepper and made Alistair eat his own dog.
It was pretty much Panda Express.
Al throws up and Big Bossman puts Al's face in the throw up and then he nails Al Snow with a nightstick. So he set up poor Al Snow here and killed his dog and made him eat it.
Yeah, this is like one of those uncalled for at the era. Triple H fucks a corpse type shit.
Yeah, like this is kind of. I'm sad for the dog. What do you think the meat was?
Pepper.
No wonder why Al Snow is still so fucked up.
Of course. He made it Chihuahua meat.
Be sad. Next up, we have the number one contendership tag champion Mankind versus Chad, tag champion The Rock. Rock hits a rock bottom. Shane McMahon calls Triple H and China. They attack Mankind and The Rock. Rock punches Triple H to the floor. Shane says, due to outside interference, I declare this match a double disqualification. So Shane screws Mankind and The Rock again here on
Soccer.
SmackDown.
I'm
Tired
tired.
of Shane.
Yeah.
Sick of his ass.
It'd
Next
be
up,
cool if Kendra stuff meet me.
it would. Ken Shamrock, your man, is up next against Val Venus. Shamrock tosses Val to the steps and applies the ankle lock. He gets the win after the ankle lock is still applied. Steve Blackman runs out, but Ken Shamrock quickly takes him out. Chris Jericho comes on the Titantron and tells Ken Shamrock to come backstage. He's waiting for him. And then Steve Blackman hits Val Venus with nunchucks randomly for no reason. Howard Finkel is backstage dressed like Chris Jericho. He sprays mace in Shamrock's face, and then Chris Jericho puts Ken Shamrock in the Walls of Jericho, and Howard Finkel takes a picture. So let's talk about the random part. Why do you think Steve Blackman attacked Val Venus?
I don't know because nothing ever happens between Ken Shamrock and Steve Blackman. Like, they don't ever really become a team.
No, well, you
Although
know.
they would have been a good tag team.
Yeah, they have history though, but it's just random that he's talking about.
Yeah, it didn't make sense because he didn't look like Ken Shamrock.
What do
They
you
had the, didn't they have that Octagon fight?
What do you think of Finkel dressed as Jericho then spraying with Jericho with the
It was
walls
just
on
a funny little atmosphere of like
segment? Yeah, I liked it though. It was different. WWF Champion Triple H, China, and Shane McMahon come back out. Shane says there is still no number one contender, so I demand that Mankind and The Rock come out to finish what they started to make sure there's no interference. I will referee this match. Test then comes out, and Test says that match sucks. I'd like to introduce my future bride and mother-in-law, and that's when Linda McMahon and Stephanie McMahon come out. And Linda says tonight it will be Shane McMahon, Triple H versus The Rock and Mankind for the tag team title. So Rock and Mankind will get their hands on Triple H and Shane. But what are your thoughts on Linda and Stephanie coming back out?
It was
Fantastic.
cool. I loved it. It's like Linda would pop up every once in a while, like kind of put people in their place, keep like call links out, keep doing the same thing. So before Trish Stratus put her main. But Trish Stratus, she does Linda dirty.
So does Vince
Yeah.
and Stephanie. Well, we have a tag team battle royal to determine the new number one contenders. The Hollies face off against Viscera Midian. The Hollies get the win after Viscera splashes Midian by accident. The Hollies then beat Draws and Prince Albert. The New Brood come out and they defeat Crash with a moonsault. Now we have the Alkalites versus the New Brood. And Bradshaw gets the win after a clothesline from Hell. Acolytes then defeat Stevie Richards and the Blue Meanie. And the final match, Edge and Christian versus the Acolytes, is interrupted by the Dudley Boys who debut and attack both teams with 2x4s. And Bubba is backstage being interviewed and he has a stutter. What did you think of the debut of the Dudley Boys?
It was cool. I at that time I had no idea who they were because I didn't watch the show.
Yeah.
So
So
it was kind of weird.
shame on you. We should have always watched ECW Extreme Championship Wrestling. Well, we made it to our main event. The tag titles on the line, the champions, The Rock and Mankind versus Triple H, the WWE
The Rock and
champion.
Sock Connection.
Connection. and Triple H is teaming with Shane McMahon. During the match, China low blows Mankind, and then Mr. Ass runs in. Well, Mankind drop kicks Shane McMahon over the announce table, and then Mr. Ass runs in, hits Triple H with a Famouser. Rock hits a rock bottom and a people's elbow, and the Rock pins WWF Champion Triple H. Good tag match, but what do you think of Mr. Ass now attacking Triple H, getting revenge? That means that Mr. Ass is going to get some
I
his
wonder
ass
if
handed
this
to
is
him.
going to go up to him in China. Right.
Well, Mr. Ass just lost to China because Triple H lost him. So China's fighting Jeff Jarrett.
Oh, for the Intercontinental.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he, it was just, that was basically just his barter, was to lose to her to get involved, but
What
they really didn't.
did you like from this episode? Do you think you would have liked back then, and what did you like now? And if it's the same, it could be the same.
I liked like the Rock and Sock connection was cool seeing that back then. That was like a big thing. I didn't like the breakup of DX at that point. It was cool to see Linda McMahon. So, and another thing I didn't like was the Undertaker at that point. But yeah, this was definitely a classic Attitude Era. It was really cool.
Well, I'm excited. We're on our way to Unforgiven, and then we're going to be hitting the fall season of 98, and then we're going to hit 2000s. So make sure you check out the older episodes in the archives. And until next time, stay safe and stay uncensored.